Somebody must be praying. WJTL, somebody must be praying. That's Bay Turner. Somebody's praying. Good morning to you. 720.
Cloudy skies in our forecast. Going to be a pretty breezy day as well. That high around 38 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 22. Your winning Wednesday looking mostly sunny. High of 40 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, pretty windy, about 29 degrees, and in Harrisburg, 28.
Our very special guest this morning, Christabel Braden, is the founder and executive director of Hope Survives. Good morning again to you, Christabel.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. Hope Survives, meeting the needs of those with brain injury and their families and their loved ones as well. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Hope Survives is a nonprofit organization that provides community, education, and wellness resources for those with brain injuries and their families. And so we're really here to fill in the gap when medical care ends, you can feel very isolated and not sure how to integrate into life. And so we try to meet the needs of the there's not just physical health, but there's mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and look at the whole person and really help to have a better quality of life.
If somebody's listening and they have a head injury or someone in their life that has a head injury, what's the best thing for them to do that they can get connected with you?
Of course. So we help people that have had concussions, traumatic brain injuries, and other forms of acquired brain injury, such as stroke and oxygen deprivations and all sorts of things that cause brain injury. And so they can get in touch with us at hopesurvives.org. We help people all over the U.S. and internationally. Our resources are available online. They're accessible. And we also have Bible studies for people who've gone through this to be able to encourage them to know that they can have hope and faith.
You are somebody who has experienced multiple traumatic brain injuries, and music has played such a huge role in your healing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Music was a huge part of my journey of healing from my brain injuries. I struggled with cognitive issues, emotional regulation, sensory overload, right-sided weakness, speech, all sorts of things. I had to relearn how to get dressed, how to take a shower, my gait, my balance, my vision. The brain is the command center of the body. So yeah. Basically, it can knock off everything, even metabolic health. And so music was something that when I couldn't express myself through speaking, I could write it into songs. And it was new after the injury. I never wrote a song before the brain injury.
Right.
And I started to write songs and I learned the guitar. And with my right side being weak, my left hand was my strong one. So I could chord on the guitar with my left hand. And strumming the guitar helped me get some coordination back. And playing piano helped me get some coordination back. I still struggle with dexterity on my right hand, actually.
Yeah.
But I can play keys.
Yeah, and you've written songs that you hear help your brain. You were telling us about how music does something in your brain that nothing else does. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's been so many different studies about music in the brain, and one of the amazing things is music is the only thing that can light up every area of your brain. And so that's a very layman's term way to put it, but music can do to the brain what nothing else can. And it's amazing how God created music to help our brains with neuroplasticity and the ability to rewire and the ability to heal and to repair and to grow. And so music can do what a lot of things can't. There's been research studies that shows people's with different gaits, especially after brain injury, walking to music or to a metronome can help people get their walking back. And it can do what just silence can't,
right,
which is so cool.
It's amazing. So in addition to Hope Survives, meeting the needs of those with head injury, you also do a lot with music and music ministry. Tell us a little bit about how God has worked through that part of your life.
Yeah. So my brain injury happened as a teenager, and I really struggled in every area of life, but music was the one place that I felt I was just encountering God in music. I was singing scriptures and just spending time with the Lord and writing songs. And I started to share them and I started to be invited to share them more. And then I started touring nationally and I've recorded multiple albums in Nashville and, done singer-songwriter and just shared hope through song. And it's a huge passion of mine for people to know that there's hope. And if music is one way to be able to share that.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're doing a live stream the end of March. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I almost forgot about that. Actually, did forget about that. On March 31st, we are having a virtual live stream concert. So I will be live streaming from a music studio.
Okay.
And it is to benefit Hope Survives, our nonprofit. So your virtual ticket is a donation of any amount. whatever that's you feel
cool
led
idea.
To do.
I love
yeah.
that.
And so I'm very excited about it. And yeah. if you people can't make it live, they can watch the recording later. So I would love if anyone would want to tune in and
check
Hope
out Survives the website, the place to find out about that too?
It's hopesurvives.org/concert.
Okay, very cool. If people want to find your music, is it available online also?
Yes, that's under Christabel Braden, under my name, and my website, christabelbraden.com.
You can check it out there. We're going to play a song. It's called Ready for Anything. Tell us a little bit about this tune.
So I write a lot of ballads and heartfelt songs. I've had a lot of struggles through a lot of, you know, my life, and music helps me to do that. This song is actually the first happy song I ever wrote.
Wow.
And it was one day that I realized that I woke up without anxiety for the first time in years.
Yeah.
And so the first verse says, like, today I actually woke up and I could breathe, you know?
Wow.
And so there's a line that says, in my darkest place, your grace, talking to the Lord, his grace met me where I was. And now because of the love of God, I can face whatever comes. I can be ready for anything. So knowing that even when trials will come, that I can hold fast to the faith that God has already showed and his faithfulness that he has showed in my life.
Mm. Christabel, thank you for sharing your heart with us today. Thank you for sharing your music. We wish you God's blessing for Hope Survives, and we want to invite people, check it out. Hopesurvives.org is the place. If you have a brain injury, if you know someone with a brain injury, here is an opportunity for you to get resources and to be ministered to and connect to a community that understands what you've been through. Christabel, thank you for coming. Mike, you too.
Thank
have a
you
great
so
rest
much.
Of your day.
Thank you.
Here's Christabel's song. This is Ready for Anything on WJTL. Good morning.